This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A 2013 study in New York City found that almost 800,000 residents commute more than an hour each way to work, most of them earning less than $35,000 per year. Black New Yorkers' trips are 25% longer than whites, and Hispanics travel 12% longer than whites. According to a recent poll, 37% of the U.S. uninsured said that the reason they did not have insurance was that they could not afford it. Canada's program purging gays and lesbians from government institutions began in the 1950s, identifying targets by conducting surveillance, making threats, and even developing a fruit machine in order to detect homosexuality. Firefighters in Bangkok have received over 32,000 calls this year to remove snakes from homes there. A Taiwanese human rights activist in a first was convicted by a Chinese court to 5 years in prison for state subversion. About 6.7 million tax filers, or 4.5%, paid a penalty for not having health insurance in 2015, down from 8.1 million in 2014. Taxpayers are exempted from the penalty if the lowest price qualifying coverage is more than 8% of their income. In 2015 and 2016, the IRS sent letters to almost 319,000 filers who may have unnecessarily paid the penalty to amend their 2014 returns. The Air Force, after further review, has found dozens of additional cases where serious crimes were not reported to the Federal Gun Background Check database as required. Royal Dutch Shell, under pressure from shareholders and the Paris Climate Accord, has now pledged to increase its investment in renewables and cut its carbon emissions in half by 2050. Britain First, which claims that white Christian civilization is under threat from Islam, is a marginal group on the fringe of the far right. They got a shout out, though, with retweets from President Trump in the White House. A Vietnamese blogger, Nguyen Van O, was found guilty of spreading anti-state propaganda for producing videos and writing about protests over a toxic spill last year, which occurred when a new Taiwan-owned steel factory flushed cyanide and other chemicals through its waste pipeline, killed marine life, and sickened people along a 120-mile stretch of coastline in one of Vietnam's largest environmental disasters. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.